and this is from The Big Burn by Timothy Egan. On the Montana side of the Bitterroots, the biggest concern was the string of upstart towns inside the forest, Taft, DeBorgia, Saltese. These settlements along the rail line needed evacuation plans, just like Wallace and Avery. Frank Hahn, an older ranger and a man of clear vision and no sentimentality, came up with a novel strategy to get the attention of people in Taft. Instead of starting a typical backfire that burned outward and cleared ground away from town, he considered lighting one that would burn inward, toward town. It sounded like madness, but with Taft mired in self-indulgent lethargy as fire closed in, the Rangers needed some way to jolt townsfolk into awareness of the peril they faced. Ranger Hahn went from saloon to saloon, house to house, trying to find someone, anyone, to volunteer. He even had to goad his own men, the Flotsam from Front Street in Missoula, who were instantly drawn to Taft's seedy diversions. "I thought you hired out to be tough men," said Hahn, taunting his crew. "Who the hell would want to be a quitter?" Most of the town, it turned out. Hahn was furious. "Burn it down," he groused to fellow rangers. "Screw 'em." Instead of readying for retreat or defense, instead of digging fire lines or packing clothes and belongings, instead of watering down roofs or gathering shovels and picks, the people of Taft went to work hoarding and then consuming their entire whiskey supply. They simply decided that if they were going to be burned to death in an inferno that engulfed the Bitterroots, they would go down drunk